You're 6 feet tall. Suspicion. Don't push me down. Don't write me off. 'Cause you're 6 feet tall. Conviction. It's awful small. Electrify. Evolve. Electrify. Evolve. Electrify.
Everybody's part of the one. Everybody's part of the one. That is from the album Eat a Bowl of Cherries. It's Rhythm Child with Everybody is the One. Dressy Bessie did Electrified from the album of the same name. Ella, you made a little happy noise when we played that.
It's a great song.
It's a great song. Bunny Clogs, sort of the kids' music incarnation of Honey Dogs, doing Three Dogs and a Pancake. Justin Roberts did the title track from Meltdown and started off with, from Detroit Rock City, Candy Band, Ken Lost His Head. What's a song you heard this year that you especially enjoyed, Ella? Audrey, how about you? What's a song you heard this year that you especially enjoyed? It doesn't have to be a kid's song, just a song or an album that you really loved.
Oh, yeah. I think Kim Deal's new album blew me out of the water.
Fantastic.
Crystal Breath.
Yes. Yeah.
The new Choir Company single, Can't Stand Ya. Is that it?
That's something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty great. I'm pretty excited to see them in Austin at the Spider House Ballroom. I think it's just called the Ballroom. End of this month. Pretty excited for that. Coming up after the break, Amanda Grace will be coming in here and singing some songs and talking about her career. So stick around for that. It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, and we are joined live in the studio by Amanda Grace. How are you today, Amanda?
I am well, thank you.
It is so great to have you here, Minnesota artist, and I want to ask you about a bunch of stuff, including how you got into doing family music, because you've done a bunch of different things. But let's start off with a song. What are we going to hear first?
You know, I think I'm going to play this song called For Me and For You.
Amanda Grace, live on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. That was great.
Thank you.
One of the things I really like about that and about a lot of the music you've done is that it sort of grabs on to some of the less all puppies and kittens and lightness and happiness of the world of being a kid and being in a family, right?
Yeah, it's hard stuff.
And sometimes you don't get to have your phone for a while.
You just don't.
And it's a tragedy. So your entry into family music, you do a bunch of different stuff. We're going to talk about your newest record, which is not a family record, but it came out of a sad moment. Do you want to give us sort of a sense of how that first, I think it was the first kids record, right?
Yeah, it was first record. I mean, I'd made some other recordings before that, but yeah.
Okay, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I definitely have been writing my whole life and performing and doing things for, you know, the community, my family, they're all, actually a lot of them are great singers. If you just don't want to go out to karaoke with them. But music was already a big part of our lives. And I am one of 9 kids, if you can believe that. Two different families, but same pop. And we all are close. And I think that's a beautiful thing, you know, even with what I think there's so many more, just as time goes on, just beautiful stories of families finding ways to stay connected and get over their differences. But we were always pretty close to, I'm number 8 of 9, and would have been my, one of the, I could call it middle sisters, she had been married her high school sweetheart, and they had 5 boys, and they were based over in Goodhue. And the story was actually pretty big. Actually, she did a Caring Bridge site. Mm-hmm. You know, people from all over the world were writing, reading, and following, and, you know, they were following her story. But her middle son, Bryce, was diagnosed with leukemia. And, you know, just was really fighting this brave battle. And we had just had our oldest at the time, and he was about 3 months old, I believe, at this around the same time. And I was not doing any music, of course. You know, my husband had started his career when he's working a lot of hours, 60, 70 hours, newborn baby, you know. And for some reason, we were sort of drawn into her story in a more intimate way, in the sense of processing grief. But yeah. Bryce ended up getting fighting a really brave battle, and he he did everything he could to try to make it, you know, make his mom happy. And but he at the last minute, you know, he was sent home for hospice care, and 2 or 3 times during this length of the fight, he would ask Susie to have me come and bring my guitar. And most of the time, I'm just exhausted and showing up. Like, I don't have anything. I don't have anything of value to give this situation. And the last time that, you know, that he was alive, he had asked me to sing. And I remember sitting there thinking, I don't have anything. I got nothing. I'm just, you know. And so I just, at that point, you know, his little body was pretty beat up with cancer, and there wasn't much left of him. And he said, and I just kind of sang, "You're in heaven, you're in heaven." And as I sang, he passed away and kind of let go. He had been fighting so hard. But before he passed away, he went and had wanted to go shopping and leave gifts at the door of all the kids at the St. Mary's Hospital that they wouldn't be going home.
Yeah.
And so he was very sick at the time, and they argued a bit and finally just accepted that Bryce was going to get his way. And that was sort of his legacy, was to leave little gifts at the doors of his friends, you know, that, weren't going to be heaven. We don't know what the next day was. Right. Yeah. And so that song Rainbow Skies is the heart of that record, the Trains album, because it's about the, I remember a few times visiting that in Rochester has this beautiful, St. Mary's has this beautiful stained glass window, if you've seen it, in the children's area, and it's this big rainbow. Mm-hmm. And so it's the perspective of these kids. They see this. This is their perspective.
They can see the world through the rainbow, yeah.
Right. So that song, and it was one of those songs where a lot of songs you work at, like Alphabet Map, and some of those ones I remember just trying really hard to write them, and that was not a song.
That one just came.
Just kind of, yep. So that was...
That's really beautiful. And yeah. you turns out you did have something to give them, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Well, should we hear a song from that album?
Sure. Yep, let's definitely do that. All right, this song is called Candy Planet, And this song on the record, you can hear my oldest sing, which don't tell him that now, but I'm saying this on the radio. But it's about imagining if you could go to this place far, far away called Candy Planet. Say, take me to Candy Planet. That's where I want to go, to the land of a thousand lollipops and fields of candy snow. You say my teeth will rot and our dentist says no, but I can't help it. That's where I want to go. I'll get dentures and drink slushies when I get back home. I'll get dentures and drink slushies when I get back home. Now you're gonna put your arms up way up high. And I'll
it's Amanda Grace live in the studio. That is from the album Trains, Cars, and the Trip to Mars. That was lovely. Really fun. So you've got two albums that are sort of solidly aimed at families, I think, right?
Right.
And then you've got quite a few other things. I think you're up to 9 albums total, something like 8 or 9, depending on how you count.
I think 8 and then maybe a single or two. I've kind of, after a while, you do lose count.
Yeah. Newest one came out about just shy of a year ago called Give Me Away. Yeah. And from listening to it, it seems like it's, and maybe this is true of all of their records, really kind of a melding of music. It's aimed at grown-ups, but definitely seems to be a lot inspired by your life as a mom and as a member of a family. Is that a fair way to think about it?
Yes, for sure. Yep, for sure.
And maybe we can hear a song from that, and then we can talk about what's coming next. So, what do you want to do from the new album, newish album?
I would play probably a song that you know, at the time I didn't really think much of this song, and of course it's the one that people really like. But that's just how it goes, because we all judge ourselves.
Yeah.
And we shouldn't. But anyway, I really judged this song right away. And now I'm like, oh, it's called The Last Ones. And it's about the fact that we all kind of take turns, you know, pulling each other off the couch, so to speak. And when we get down, you know, we just, that's what we do. We just help each other up out of it. So it's called The Last Ones.
From the most recent album, Give Me Away, from Amanda Grace. That was great, kind of bringing out a lot of the best parts of good parts of childhood, I guess I'll say, thinking about it as an adult. It's that's great. What's next?
From the new record.
No. What's next for you? We're finishing up, but what do you think? Like, you've got the new record, came out last February. Got plans for another one, or you just going to keep playing shows and wait until the muse strikes?
Yeah, I definitely feel like I'm a little bit in the wait and feel it out, because I think it's the last year and a half have been pretty tough in our house. And so I think I'm kind of recovering, doing some self-care, practicing some new things that I want to implement into my, you know, my own regiment, and kind of practicing that stuff.
Good.
So kind of waiting it out.
It's good to figure out when it's right. So musicbyamandagrace.com to find information about shows, especially if you're up in the upper Midwest. You play, seems to play around in Minnesota, Wisconsin a lot. It's been so great to have you on, and let's have you on again sometime.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Amanda.
Yeah.
Thanks again to Amanda Grace for coming by and singing some songs and telling her really quite compelling story. It makes me, when I was working on editing that, it made me get a little teared up. She's a pretty remarkable person. Ellen Audrey, thanks for hanging out. We're at the end of the show.
Thank you so much.
It's been great to have you. The show is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. We're online at sparetherock.com. We come to you from our flagship station, KUTX 98.9. You can listen to the most recent show at KUTX.org or go to sparetherock.com. We're on Facebook and Instagram at Spare the Rock. Send an email at show@sparetherock.com. Or kids, you just don't have to go online.
Mm-mm.
You can go out and touch some grass or touch some snow, whatever happens to be outside. You can do all of those things. We start every show with They Might Be Giants. This week it is, I think, your Radio Pal Ella's favorite They Might Be Giants song.
It's my favorite song.
Favorite song, period.
I chose that when I was 2, and I will never change it.
Okay.
Oh. It's a good one.
It's a great song. It was recorded right in our studios. It is They Might Be Giants with Dr. Worm. Have a good week, y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The amount of lies you add to the pot, and her brilliance to it.